This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you ready for another broadcast week to begin? We are here. The earth, as far as we know, didn't end. If it did, we're all in a dream state, and we didn't notice that we transitioned from a physical reality to a more refined spiritual one. Perhaps maybe that was it. Maybe that was the way this should have been interpreted, folks. The world, every time they say the world is coming to an end, and I'm not saying that the physical universe will always be here in the same way it is, but maybe the interpretation should be, if not metaphorical, then let's take it to a more etheric level, the concept of consciousness. When a new consciousness pervades, the old consciousness dies out. Haven't you all ever heard, sometimes you have to wait for the old people to die out for the new things to happen, right? The old people in government, on and on. It's not a new concept, but very often we physicalize it to the degree that we are seemingly feeling trapped in our physical bodies, not recognizing ourselves as spiritual beings that go so far beyond this physical shell, the earth suit. But it's inconceivable because the planet is controlled by a bunch of lizard-like elitists convincing us that we are flesh and blood and that alone and the whole spiritual side. Well, yeah, we pay lip service to it on a Saturday or a Sunday. The rest of the time, go off and be your materialistic reductionist selves. But no, not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What have I done? Where have I started the show? Well, without Superdon here, all restraints are removed until he shows up. Then I'll be good. Until then, look out, folks. We got Chris Barr scheduled for today. Superdon will be here momentarily. Chris Barr, not a doc. We're going to talk about why meat should be a garnish and not a buffet. Oops. We're going to upset the meat eaters today? Are we going to upset the vegetarians that it should even be a garnish? This could be frightening. And then we got Dr. David J. Pesek talking about the International Iridology Conference coming up October 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Orlando, Florida. How about that for a show? And in between, we've got other stuff to talk about. But seriously, folks, did any of you or your friends, flat earthers, think the earth was going to end today? Or yesterday, shall we say? And I would only urge you, or ask you, kindly, lovingly, nicely, to perceive of life beyond just physical. That, in fact, we are electromagnetic beings, if you want to be scientific about it. And that the main driver for so much of what is unconscious on this planet comes from electromagnetic interface, including the weather. Watch the sun, the sunspots, the coronas, the ejections, all of that stuff, the electromagnetic fields and how they impact on your health, your vitality, even your blood pressure. Walk into a room with a bunch of doggy downer people and tell me their energy isn't palpable physically. You can feel it manifest in your physical body. Then walk into a different room of happy-go-lucky, elated, silly, goofy, funny people. Tell me that it's not palpable as well. Energy is real, folks. And certainly manifests through the physical body in a way that we interpret while we're here. But as we read ancient historical texts about what's coming, the predictions of the future, could they be altered in a way when our minds are convinced and
controlled and programmed to perceive all life through a physical lens? And so that if we speak of consciousness, we can't think of it in terms of spirituality as much as we have to think of it in terms of physicality. So an interpreted text from eons ago that said the consciousness will shift becomes a physical manifestation of a spiritual being will appear before your eyes and poof, that's the only way it can happen. And I'm not saying amazing things like that don't happen. I know they do. I've told the stories many years about going to Africa, meeting with the people there. These people who didn't know if they would live through the day, not because they were sick and ravaged with cancer, but because that was their reality. They could be hacked up on the roadside by a machete or bandits would appear out of nowhere. This is the kind of life that every day they didn't know. And so they appreciated every waking life breath that they had, what was left. And there were times where things that we would consider miraculous would occur. And maybe that happens in your life. I believe it can happen to all of us. But the main obstacle for miracles, you, me, getting in the way of the miracles that want to be happening all of the time in our lives. So maybe it's a miracle today we woke up and the earth was still here and we're still on it. Do we have Super Don with us? Is it possible we're connected or I'm just going to keep on going? That's okay. I'm having fun. Doesn't matter. All right. So we're going to open with the controversy of Jimmy Kimmel officially now. I like this guy less and less. And you know what? I granted, if you probably hang out with him, he'd probably be goofy when he's out of the body politic or commenting on healthcare. You know, like a lot of these folks, like Barack Obama, probably be an okay guy to hang out with. Just, you know, as they say, have a beer, right? Not that I drink real beer anymore. But that, let's take that aside for the moment and say commentary. You're a Hollywood elitist, Jimmy Kimmel. What does that mean? Well, it means you're part of that one percenter that you like to criticize, but don't reflect. Don't self-reflect. You had a tragedy in the sense that your son was born with a heart defect. And you have the ability to pay for the surgery. Now, you're concerned, I believe that, genuinely concerned, that everybody should be afforded that same opportunity should their son or daughter be born with a birth defect. So it's not a critique of your emotional sincerity. But you lack the cognitive ability or willingness to look deeper into the issue for which you critique anybody on the political right. Republicans, which I critique as well, because their solution, by and large, is no solution either. So we had this guy, Bill Cassidy, on his show, talking about replacement for Obamacare. And you know how it is. Well, Jimmy, I'm not going to vote for anything that would not allow for a kid to be helped in those cases. And by and large, you can see evidence that they don't allow kids to suffer this way, even the poorest of kids, unless they just aren't there. You know, there's this mandate, if you will, not to turn kids away. That pre-existed Obamacare, by the way. But, of course, Cassidy says, you know, I'm going to vote for this, whatever the latest thing, whether it's skinny repeal, non-repeal, you name it, they're getting it wrong up there. So Jimmy goes off on him about that. And I think we got to play it. Just give a listen to what he said.
He named it this, the Jimmy Kimmel test, which was, in a nutshell, no family should be denied medical care, emergency or otherwise, because they can't afford it. He agreed to that. He said he would only support a health care bill that made sure a child like mine would get the health coverage he needs no matter how much money his parents make.
Right. Again, the idea is that somebody else will pay for it. And by and large, this happens. Of course, there used to be charity hospitals for this kind of thing, but the government has done everything it can to destroy charity and put you in their crosshairs of control. You have to participate in this. We get to keep 90% of it. We'll throw a little bit out. They'll call it charity, but it's not charity when it's at the force of a gun, right? So Jimmy Kimmel politicizes it. It's okay. You can do that, Jimmy.
And by the way, before you post the nasty Facebook message saying I'm politicizing my son's health problems, oh, wait, no, I am politicizing my son's health problems because I have to.
But no. Jimmy, you don't have to. You chose to. And that's fine if you want to do that. Nothing about you communicating what you communicate bothers me, the fact that you're doing it. What you're saying is a bit bothersome and tiresome because it doesn't get to the heart of what's really wrong. And in fact, you have received criticisms from people on the political right, a guy like Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. And then you threaten physical violence. You're going to pound him. And this is where there's a cognitive dissonance on the political left because most of the violence that I actually hear about, see, is happening from the leftist who can't stand anybody who has a differing viewpoint. This is not me going lock, stock, and barrel in with Republicans. I never have. But the idea that you can't open your mind enough to say, you know what? I don't have a monopoly on compassion because I believe the government should do everything. Maybe there are some other concepts here, like preventing birth defects from happening in the first place. But you don't believe that's possible. You think it's a random act of whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy Kimmel. Because most of modern medicine believes that. Even though we know there are certain key minerals or certain toxicological exposures happening cross-generationally that are increasing the potential for birth defects. And we can prevent them. We know how to do that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But at the same time, I've got to call you out on your hypocrisy of visiting violence or the threats of violence on parents who are now questioning vaccination because of the injuries that have occurred post-vaccination to their children.
Now, some people are saying kids who aren't vaccinated shouldn't be allowed to go to school or daycare or go to public places. But I don't. Here's how I think it should go. If you are one of those people who knows more than doctors, that's fine. No vaccinations. But you're not allowed to go to the doctor anymore. So if you fall and you cut your head open, you will not be admitted to the emergency room. Stay at home, find that sewing kit you stole from the Marriott, and stitch it up yourself, Doc. The doctor will see you never.
See, this is the frenzy that they're developing about a fear of the people who don't vaccinate or children who are not vaccinated. This is ostracizing, denigrating, and actually dehumanizing people who have had very vicious, brutal experiences and their children have been taken from them, Jimmy Kimmel. How is it only compassionate to demand that the government pays for corrections to birth defects when you have no compassion for the parents who have suffered the ultimate in the sense of a living, healthy child being turned into a not living child or a very unhealthy child through vaccination? That was from about a year or so ago when he was taking them on. And then he had a bunch of doctors go on to do a PSA calling parents who question vaccines idiots. They're stupid. So I don't have a lot of... Is compassion the right word? I don't know what the word is at this moment, Jimmy Kimmel. You're free to say, you're free to actually make it obvious that you're not capable or unwilling to look at the suffering of other parents who have very real issues with their children and only critique and threaten violence on those who criticize you for your perspective on how you think healthcare should go in America. If you're not arguing for freedom, then you're arguing for various forms of medical slavery. And we don't stand for that. There's a great article by John Rappaport just published this morning, and you'll see it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I hope you'll check it out, talking about the mind control through symptoms, conditions, treatment, and your worship of doctors. Don't worship doctors, even homeopathic ones. Do your homework. Open your eyes, ears, heart. Listen to the deeper messages that are trying to be delivered unto you. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, good morning, Super Don. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Oh,
I know,
thank
you're
you.
On the West
thank
Coast. You can't be bothered to wake up early, can you?
That is not true. I was up early. We were talking early this morning. God,
dude, no, that's a Jimmy Kimmel kind of thing. Like, I'm just going to bash you and trash you, threaten violence on you because, you know, obviously your computer purposefully didn't work properly at showtime. And so I had to hold the whole weight of the radio world on my shoulders to open the show today. Which, by the way, thank you because that gave me the freedom to do what I needed to do. So there you go.
Because when I'm there, you don't have the freedom to do what you want to do? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, if people knew how I was shackled by Super Don, every show is like, don't you dare do this, and you will do this, right? No, I missed you there. But no, we're already having a good time, Super Don. I have no warm-up time today, in a sense. You know, like 0 to 120 miles an hour on our Sunday broadcast, our first broadcast day of the week, right here on GCN and affiliates around the country. So glad that you're with me now, though, Super D. Really am. Just in time for more hypocrisy. And this relates to Big Pharma. Now, this is interesting on the political left. They'll hate Big Pharma because it's too expensive, the prices are too high, they'll blame Republicans for it, or Martin Shkreli, you know, as a symptom of something larger. What? The medical monopoly! You're allowed to have drugs, any kind, as long as they're approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And guess what? The Fear and Death Administration pretty much sucks at protecting the American public. How do I know that? Well, look at the evidence. 106,000 Americans. This is bare minimum. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, Barbara Starfield, 106,000 Americans die of properly used, administered, ingested medical drugs. Every year. That's a million every 10 years. Now, again, that's a low number, but that's the number in JAMA. So we'll go with that.
And now we find, as more and more sunshine is shining on the process of peer review and approval, that many of these drugs are approved based on phony science. That's right. Science that is corrupted by the pharmaceutical industry itself before it goes to the FDA. If the FDA has the complete picture, then even within the FDA, we learned, and there was a report that we published, interviewed John Rappaport yesterday in the show notes, just a separate article at robertscottbell.com. You've got to read, understand what I'm talking about here. People from within the FDA talk about a culture of violence, threatened violence, talking about Jimmy Kimmel violence. Where did he learn it? He learned it from the FDA, Dad. Threatening to harm reviewers at FDA. We know where your children live. If they don't approve a drug, despite having reservations about what the science says about that drug about to be approved and then hit the market. Again, the 5 to 10 year rule, wait until that long before you agree to a prescription by your doctor, because you're going to be a guinea pig in that time frame. By 5 to 10 years, you probably know the risks, relative risks, if you've been paying attention. So the opioid lawsuits are happening. They can actually sue Big Pharma over the scam that they deceived FDA and deceived the American people. Because you can't sue the FDA. No one's going to jail there. So let's go after Big Pharma, see if we can tie them up and make them do something right for a change. Then the idea comes to mind. Oh my gosh. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. You can't sue the pharmaceutical manufacturers of vaccines because they've been absolved of all liability, except there may be a hidden clause or a clause that wasn't put in to prevent this from happening. The idea now comes to mind that if we can sue Big Pharma based on fraud and deceit and deception, could we now not do the same thing on the vaccine issue? Not based on the injury, because if there's an injury and it's in the childhood schedule, according to the Centers for Disease Creation, known as the CDC, you can't sue. You have to go to the special magistrate or special whatever it is in the vaccine court. But if you can prove in a civil case that there was fraud involved in bringing that vaccine to market, you may, just may, be able to pierce that theoretical, abominable defense against all attacks towards the vaccine industry. Super Don, I think this is brilliant. It might just work.
I don't think they saw that coming.
No, I don't think so.
And, you know, who would have thought, right, that the opioids would have paved the way to go after the vaccine makers? I think it's legitimate. I think this is something we should bring up with Jonathan Emord, maybe this coming week, to get his take on it as well, because I think it's very interesting.
I do too. Folks, there's a lot more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We're about to be joined by Not a Doc, Chris Barr. We're finally going to settle the question. Should meat be a garnish or a buffet? I don't know if anybody had that question, but I do now, because we've had people ask that, so we're going to get to it after the break. Super Don, thanks for being here, and all y'all being here. Watch us on YouTube as well. We're there right now at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you watching on the simulcast on YouTube, you can go to robertscottbell.com. If you're not, you'll see it. I mean, people are watching on TV. This is crazy. You'll notice that I did a quick change because we had Chris on the other day, and I wasn't wearing the T-shirt that he and his lovely wife Angie sent me that says "Not a Doc is in." And I said, you know what? I'm going to wear it, you know, for this show. And darn it if I didn't forget, but I didn't have my fashion consultant before the show call me, Angie, and say, hey, remember? Anyway, so I did it on the break. Does it look okay, Chris? Do you approve? Does Angie approve, more importantly?
Well,
Angie would have to let you know because she's on the computer and I'm in the other room so she can listen and not interfere with the radio broadcast.
Oh, that's lovely of her. Okay. I think I heard
it.
She picked it out. All right, so we're good. We're all good now. Super Don is here. Chris Barr, our good buddy, Not a Doc, is here. And we've got a lot to talk about from, well, I don't say historical perspectives, but I think there is an important looking back in terms of what has been written about diet, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. And there's so much confusion. In fact, people get more passionate, almost religious, or shall I say religious, about these things than, you know, the issue of controversy when you and I talk about how HIV is a fraud, right? That immune deficiency is real, but the cause is completely whacked out, what they claim. That's controversial for some, but it's not nearly as controversial as saying, you have to be a vegetarian, you have to be a meat eater, you know, on and on. People get really hardcore about these things. And so you hinted at this on your last appearance, and I said, you know what, that's a great topic, let's do it. Now, our buddy Liam Sheff, dearly departed Liam, talked about eating lower on the food chain. He was primarily a vegetarian. Toward the end, he did a little bit of, you know, the certain broths and things because he was struggling with a lot of things. But where, how do we settle this? I mean, even when I talk about growing up Jewish, reading about kosher laws, kashrut, they didn't mention anything, for instance, about toxic pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. Maybe there's something about not genetically engineering things, but maybe they didn't write it that way. But Chris, I'm looking to you to say, you know, how do we put this in perspective and then ultimately answer the question, should meat be a garnish, a buffet, or nowhere in sight?
Well, I have irrefutable biochemical proof that meat is a garnish, that we are created, the human body is designed for meat to be a garnish and nothing more than that. Can you live without it? Yes, although most people who live without it don't know what they're doing, and that's why you have so many people criticizing vegetarians and vegans for being unhealthful, because they don't know what they're doing. But that's a whole other subject. On the subject of meat, well, let me backtrack just a tiny bit. When it comes to minerals, the last three established essential nutrients in the mineral area are selenium, chromium, and silicon. Those also happen to be the most important of all and the most deficient of all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same when you go to the vitamin realm. The last vitamin to be proposed and then identified, etc., was the vitamin called B6, which I like to refer to as the pyridoxal group, because there's not just one form. There are many forms. And it's the last one discovered, and it gets little or no attention. And like selenium, that has slander had been brought against it for 100 years about the dangers of it, which are grossly exaggerated, and which hardly exist at all, the same is true for the vitamin called B6. It also has had attacks against it for toxicity, of which it is grossly exaggerated, and there's hardly almost none at all. Why is this important? When it comes to the vitamin called B6, or the pyridoxal group, as I like to call it,
yes,
it is involved in more body functions than not just any other vitamin that there is, but every other vitamin combined. There are more than 150 so far identified functions for the vitamin called B6. And it is in a similar manner to chromium, where chromium is involved in the metabolic efficiency of proteins, carbohydrates, and lipids, sometimes called fats. It's primarily recognized for its carbohydrate or sugar use, but it's actually the key to all three. Well, in the vitamin kingdom, B6 is the same. It is the key to protein metabolism and a central part of glucometabolism, carbohydrates, and lipid metabolism. So, and because of that, I can zero in on meats and amino acids, because B6 is required for all amino acid metabolism, and particularly methionine and tryptophan, two the so-called essential amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of vitamin B6, there are harmful metabolites from tryptophan and even more so from methionine. Methionine does not complete its breakdown to in which the body is able to utilize it in wonderful ways. Well, it can't do that without B6. And it stops at a substance called homocysteine, which causes damage, breakup to the blood vessel system, blood vessels, you know, the veins and arteries, which eventually contributes to heart disease. The highest source of methionine and tryptophan in all of nature are animal proteins, far and away much more than any others. So the highest source of B6 is also in animal foods. However, mm-hmm. remember at the beginning I said there are different forms. The form that's found in meat is very sensitive to heat. In other words, when you heat your animal proteins, it mm-hmm. virtually eliminates all the B6. And the methionine and tryptophan are highest in animal proteins.
Well, is this what Pink Floyd was singing about when they say, if you don't heat your meat, you can't have any pudding? How can you have any pudding if you don't heat your meat?
Well, I think that's just an interesting poetic license there.
I'm just teasing, obviously, throwing that in there. But the idea of heat sensitivity, we talk about those who argue we need to not only press lower on the food chain, but if we do eat animal proteins, that they should be closer to a raw state, which kind of freaks a lot of people out. And also, I bring up the other aspect throughout history when the other animals eat other animals other than the scavengers that pick up the what's left. They target the some of the vital organs for the rich mineral content. Are we talking B6 there, or is B6 even in muscle?
Well, it's even in muscle, but again, that's the issue is much more so heating, because non-animal foods, the form of that is found of B6 in those is very stable, is hardly harmed at all by heat. So in other words, you can heat everything that's not animal protein with minimal effect on the B6. But
okay.
if you heat the animal protein, you destroy it. That is the irrefutable proof biochemically of the human organism
mm-hmm.
that meat is only to be a garnish. Because if you eat a little bit of meat and then you eat a lot of everything else, you're fine. But when meat becomes the staple or the main item, now you have problems called heart disease, also leads to cancer. B6 is also a key to the body's utilization of selenium. Hint, hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
B6 is also a key to the liver. So we have chromium and selenium that we often speak of as liver-specific nutrients. Well, so is B6. The only things that I supplement every day of my life and have for decades is chromium, selenium, and silica. And anytime I consume an animal protein, which isn't every day, I take a homocysteine response from innate response, which contains 25 milligrams of B6. So I make sure that I hedge my meat consumption, even though I really don't eat that much usually. And Don, yes, you can have a great big steak once in a while, no big deal, as long as you use that as a once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's even documented if you look into anthropological history and science, the as referenced earlier by Robert in the scriptures and kashrut laws. If you look historically, the Hebrew people ate meat 7 times a year at the festivals that were spread throughout the year. Other than that, they primarily consumed an agrarian vegetarian lifestyle, that meat was something once in a while.
Chris, are you saying based on that that a little bit goes a long way?
Yes, it does. And so, and the key is we have biochemical proof that meat is only supposed to be a garnish. Now, I'm speaking long term. Don, you can have a whole pound T-bone steak or porterhouse or filet mignon once in a while, no big deal. If you eat that all the time or often, you have problems.
Well, again, that's a distinction that needs to be made, that a lot of people, once they hear that you said it's a garnish, I can hear the meat eaters screaming at you, and I can hear the vegetarian screaming at you, so nobody hears one another. So we can get to the, you know, let's discriminate all through this information and say, how do we make the best choice? Now, did I miss somewhere in that, Chris? You did say there are some vegetarian sources of B6, or absolutely none that are viable enough to replace that occasional for those that have this fundamental philosophical view that they don't want to eat any animal stuff?
Oh, no, it's rich throughout all foods, some foods more than others. You know, that's why I said meat is supposed to be only a garnish, because if you eat, you know, vegetables, nuts, seeds, fruit, everything that's not animal, there is B6 in all of that, and in some of those areas it's high. So if you eat non-meat foods primarily, you're going to have plenty of B6 to make up for the occasional large amount of meat, or a better idea, just keep meat as a garnish. Eat it. If you eat it every day, eat a little bit. Eat small portions. You know, but the biochemical proof is meat is a garnish, because B6, the most important of all the so-called vitamins, is the key to protein digestion, and especially methionine and tryptophan, which are far and away highest in meat sources. So, and if you eat them raw, that's okay, except, well, eating raw meat has its own problems, so I don't suggest that either.
Right. Well, the thing is about keeping that microbiome healthy. That's why we talk, and I lecture on how do we heal that gut, because all bets are off when you put in the good stuff in a gut that is so disastrously inflamed and leaky, and, you know, you're devoid of the minerals we talk about and all the things that it facilitates in terms of enzyme production, etc. You know, how do we heal the body? Of course, we think food as medicine is the right way to go, but there are other adjuncts that we talk about, and how do we interact with certain minerals, and I've talked about silver in a proper form, how it heals or accelerates the healing of tissue that is an innate intelligence to the body, but we can facilitate things in the natural world to help accelerate that recovery. And that's also what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, this is actually historical in a sense. Not only are we still here, despite the naysayers who said the world would end yesterday, but we got Chris Barr talking about stuff. You think we've talked about it all with Chris? There's always something more to do, and we're going to do it, including a discussion about modern American living versus background radiation.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. You'll be surprised when you go there. Hey, look, there's a little video screen playing on YouTube. What is that? That's the show you're listening to on GCN, and you can now watch it for those that like to watch things. And I'm wearing my Not a Doc t-shirt. Thanks for the reminder. And thanks to Chris and Angie that I got that. Not a Doc is in the house. And he's making a house call through the radio and YouTube as well right now. Super Don is also here. We're talking about the most controversial subject on planet Earth. Not whether the Earth is going to survive tomorrow or not. We've already solved that one. But whether you should eat meat or not, or how much and when. These kinds of things that are real, the real controversies. And Chris, I think you laid it out beautifully in that last segment. We have not discussed that in detail like you just did. But it leads to questions, and perhaps first and foremost, the B6 issue. Obviously, we're whole food supplementation. I don't know, is there synthetic B6 on the market? If so, what kind of concern should we have for people taking the wrong amount or even the right amount to excess?
Well, the vast majority of all the B6 in the marketplace is synthetic, like as is the case with about every nutrient. But Innate Response has a product that called Homocysteine Response that is the highest amount of B6 in a food form of any product on planet Earth. So I take one of those whenever I consume an animal protein. So I'm good to go. But
okay.
There's a slant. You know, B6 is the least known and least talked about all vitamins. And it's the vitamin that gets talked the most about when they talk about toxicity, which is slander, because it's virtually impossible. In fact, it can't happen naturally. And you'll appreciate this as a homeopath, Robert, that the vitamin called B6 that prevents peripheral neuropathy and nervous system issues, when you take it in a ridiculously high amount, which can't be done accidentally, can, in very rare occasions, cause peripheral neuropathy. The very problem that it is required to prevent naturally, it will cause in superdoses. Now, because of that, you'll every once in a while read some medical authority or source, or even nutritionists on occasion, that will warn about toxicity with B6, with getting too much. And they'll mention if you take more than 25 milligrams or more than 100 or more than 200. Well, all of those statements are true in a manner of speaking, because more than 500 milligrams is more than 25, more than 50, more than 100, more than 200. There are zero cases of B6 deficiency documented below long-term use. We're talking weeks and weeks, if not months, at more than 500 milligrams every day. So to say that it can be toxic is to say that oxygen can kill you. Well, guess what? Oxygen can kill you, okay? But only if it's abused tremendously,
right.
And that's the case with B6. You need oxygen to live. You need B6 to live almost as much as you need oxygen to breathe. And it's about as toxic as oxygen is. Only through careless administration, gross negligence, can oxygen kill you. Same with can B6 harm you. It can't kill you, by the way. No one's ever died from it.
Right. So, Super Don, I got to ask you for a radio audience, is there anything left from this presentation that you have questions about, eating a steak or whatever?
Well, I just want to just clarify and make sure that I understand, because I'm a big fan of meat. I like eating a steak. I like having a hamburger. And so the way I understand it is that if you're going to make meat a big part of your diet, you want to make sure that you're also getting the appropriate amount of B6 in your diet. If you do those two things together, it's still okay to eat your meat, correct?
Absolutely. Just get some innate response, homocysteine response, and take one any time you consume animal protein, and you're good to go. No problem.
All right, as Clouseau says, the case is solved, and we can move on. No, this is great stuff, Chris. If anybody has questions about that, go to robertscottbell.com, submit them. We'll revisit. Of course, Chris will be on whenever we can get Angie to, you know, I don't know, horse collar and football are not supposed to do that, but I think, you know, wives can do that sometimes. But the idea here is to keep the discussion going, giving you a deeper understanding of things that you already sort of knew, or bring to light some things you didn't know at all. And, Chris, thank you. Can you stick around a couple more segments?
Yeah, for more B6?
More B6 and whatever else we're going to talk about. We got a great question of the day related to prostate health and selenium and background levels of radiation issues. And then we got Dr. David J. Pesek. We're going to talk about the International Iridology Conference coming up in Orlando, October 21, 22, 23. Because, you know it, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.